Uttara Goswami said, thus addressing Vyasadeva, Srila Narad Muni took leave of him, and vibrating on his Veena instrument, he left to wander at his free will. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Every living being is anxious for full freedom. Thus, that is his transcendental nature. And this freedom is obtained only through the transcendental service of the Lord. Illusioned by the external energy, everyone thinks that he is free. But actually he is bound up by the laws of nature. A conditioned soul cannot freely move from one place to another, even on this earth. And what to speak of one planet to another? But a full-fledged, free soul like Narada, always engaged in chanting the Lord's glory, is free to move not only on earth, but also in any part of the universe, as well as in any part of the spiritual sky. We can just imagine the extent and unlimitedness of his freedom, which is as good as that of Supreme Lord. There is no reason or obligation for his traveling, and no one can stop him from his free movement. Similarly, the transcendental system of devotional service is also free. It may or may not develop in particular person, even after he undergoes all the detailed formulas. Similarly, the association of the devotees is also free. One may be fortunate to have it, or one may not have it, even after thousands of endeavors. Therefore, in all spheres of devotional service, freedom is the main pivot. Without freedom, there is no execution of devotional service. Freedom surrendered to the Lord does not mean that the devotee becomes dependent in every respect. To surrender unto the Lord through the transparent medium of spiritual master is to attain complete freedom of life. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I'm really honored and touched that the devotees have ordered and given me this service of speaking and discussing on the deep subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. I declare myself fully weak and incompetent and insignificant on speaking of about Srimad Bhagavatam, and I seek hereby blessings and deep blessings from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavi sitting here for the pleasure of Shri Radha Gokulananda and Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto and second shloka, very famous shloka, says, Dharma Prayojita Kaitavatra Puramo Paramo Nirmasaranam Satam. Prabhupada translate, completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Puran propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. And the Bhagavatam seminars, the seniors, they give, and I've heard specifically the word Nirma Saranam Satam indicates unenvious, non-envious. So me, being full of the anarthas, I fully feel incompetent of speaking on this deep subject matter. I again hereby seek blessings to understand for my self-purification and for the pleasure of devotees to speak on this verse today. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam came into, of course it was eternally there, the devotees of the Lord in different kalpa, manvantras, reciting and narrating to different devotees in every planet. Even Lord Shiva, the great demigods, enjoy discussing and narrating. As we know, even Sri Mahaprabhu even enjoyed amongst the devotees reciting and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Starting with the most important point which struck, and I still feel so touched, that Maharaj Parikshit, who was the samrat of the whole earth, emperor, Prabhupada says in first canto, 4th chapter, 9, 10th, 11th and 12th, he describes Maharaj Parikshit was just not a small king or a small emperor of some portion of on this earth. He was the emperor of the oceans, lands and the skies. Prabhupada is so specific and so narrative that he takes pleasure in glorifying the glories of the great devotees. And in reality, in factual, Parikshit Maharaj was so chivalrous and brave that he got this from his ancestor Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjun. And still we can see Parikshit Maharaj was a pure devotee, but due to immature son of a Brahmana, he was cursed. Though he could react in a different way, but he took it as the mercy of the Lord. That is the special quality of the devotee, especially the pure devotees of the Lord. They see hands of Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada says, Tattenu Kampansu Samikshamano, 10th canto, 8th chapter and 14th shloka. Sorry? 10th canto? 14th shloka. Prabhupada says that in the Prabhupada, that the devotee of the Lord in every situation will be peaceful and depending upon Krishna and seeing it is done by Krishna for my purification, bringing me closer to Him. And just by meditating in such a way, just thinking in such a way, he becomes dear to Krishna, and Prabhupada says he will become the rightful heir. Means, as we grow and we attain the age of 18, we become the rightful heir for our parents, that we can attain and get the property of our parents. So Prabhupada says our property is Sri Golok Vrindavan Dham. And we become the rightful heir if we have the rightful attitude towards the circumstances and the situations we face given to us. I heard from a senior devotee that especially in ISKCON, we feel sometimes the seniors are kind of chastising us, giving us tough situations, even our colleagues. So I had such and many situations, and I asked my seniors that, Prabhuji, how to handle this? So my seniors, they guided me always that see, first of all, see hands of Krishna everywhere first. And second, it is your purification. Just like in a washing machine, we wash clothes. So up and down, and we are banged up, we are bashed. At least just washing of the clothes. So it's washing of a heart. And we have accumulated so much of dirt and anarthas for so many lifetimes. So it is actually the mercy of the seniors and Krishna that they are guiding and purifying us. It's exactly an expert footballer we can see. He takes up the ball right and left, up and down, throwing and taking again, and then going for the goal. So here we see in Bhagavatam, coming back to Parikshit Maharaj, such a great emperor was attached and detached simultaneously. He was doing the service of being an emperor, but he was completely detached. In a second, he could take this situation as the mercy of Krishna and turn it move on ahead in life, into spiritual life especially. Just imagine such a famous personality on this earth. He gets cursed, moves back to his kingdom, leaves off everything, and just with a kopin and tilak and with folded hands, he comes out of that, the great kingdom. And like a mendicant, begging for the mercy and asking the saints on the banks of Ganges, that what to do now? Who is that sage? Who is the saint who can guide me? And he left. And it's so much so related to the verse today that here we'll be discussing about the guru and disciple, the relationship shared between Vyasadeva and Narad Muni, and Narad Muni leaving, and how he is leaving, transcendentally playing his veena. So Parikshit Maharaj has got this detachment. So we, the devotees of Lord, we are given service from the seniors, especially by Srila Prabhupada, that Prabhupada formed a proper system and procedure in ISKCON. And he gave post, temple commander, temple president, and management, etc. So we can understand it becomes at times very difficult to get rid of our attachments to our post and our so-called seniorism. And that can be very much understood, practiced, if you read the Shastras very carefully and nicely, that Srila Prabhupada is again and again teaching, bringing upon the points again and again in the purports, that we should be simultaneously attached and detached. We should know why we're doing the service, why we have got this post, why we have to be on the post. Otherwise, we have seen, we are like devotees, a community sitting here, that we do face problems because of our attachments with ego. It is so easy now for us, the devotees, that, oh, I left my house. I left the materialistic activities. But when we get, especially when I was a brahmachari in Delhi, I'm from ISKCON, Delhi, so when I was a brahmachari there, so we were taught that, Prabhu, don't be, you know, you left your home and don't create a home inside this ashram now. Don't be, get attached to your almira and to your bunk bed and to the juniors you follow. So you left one family and you're attached to another family. Oh, these are my disciples, my kutumb. So a small house and small family there. So be mature. And that's why I heard many seniors, even especially I heard from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, that the temple president, the temple commanders, they should be again and again, you know, given different roles. And specifically Srila Prabhupada emphatically told the devotees should go for Harinam, everyone. And Prabhupada went because we were discussing a few days back, Mataji gave me a lecture, Chiti Shakti Mataji. I wanted to make this point that Srila Prabhupada started, you know, sitting in a garden. That was really humble of him. I went a few days back to a garden in central London and it was so big. People sitting in sun and getting the heat, which is very rare in this country. So they feel lucky. Oh, wow, we're getting sun. So similarly, we know the situation. We know the history of ISKCON, how it started. Prabhupada sitting in Tompkins Square Park. And Prabhupada just chanting alone on kartals, or dubdubi, Prabhupada used to say in Bengali. So he was so humble of him that Srila Prabhupada was not attached of his post and position. And we have heard Brahmanand Maharaj, who was Bruce in Lilamrit, he said in Vrindavan, so it was very close, that he used to come to a Delhi temple and he used to say that and cry that Srila Prabhupada was so humble that he used to wash in the initial days, like Saraswati Maharaj used to say, used to call, Swamiji, I'm coming 4 o'clock, could you save a plate for me? And that is so humble. And to be very frank, we can see the sannyasis are so busy preaching right now, Vartaman Acharya. But the Acharyas of Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, cooking 100 or 150 chapatis a day. Brahmananda Maharaj said, Greg Gargmuni, would compete that I ate 20 chapatis today. Swamiji is an amazing cook. I ate 15, I ate 12. And they were like Matajis and Prabhuji's staying in the same temple hall and using few toilets there. And Maharaj told Brahmananda Prabhu then, he told every day we noticed that the toilets were clean. And then we asked Swamiji, who is doing this? Do you have a cleaner? Prabhupada said, yes, I have a cleaner. And that's me. I clean every day. So we can see, I heard from Bhakti Tirth Maharaj's disciple that in Nigeria especially, the devotees, because it's a Western country, like no Hinduism like that background. And so the devotees, they do Mangal Arati, the morning prayer, and they leave early and whole day preaching out and doing Sankirtan there, especially Lagos temple. My brother was there. So the devotees, they told me that Bhakti Tirth Maharaj would come. I don't know that time this temple was there, but Bhakti Tirth Maharaj would come and clean the toilets before the Mangal Arati himself. And the devotees thought, oh, Maharaj doing it. And we have seen Vartaman Acharya, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, we have seen he cooks for his disciples. So us devotees, we should feel humble and containing and following in the footsteps. We should be humble. Of course, traveling becomes, as we were speaking of Harinam and traveling, that becomes an important part and that plays a significant role. My Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, used to tell us that go on Sankirtan. My service was ISKCON Youth Forum, and that was such a comfortable, you are so and so post, you are coordinator, you are the president of IWF, the devotees would come, we had system, we had comfortable like seminar hall, ACs and everything, we had car. But my Maharaj used to say, you all should go for Sankirtan. Then we made a rule, Thursday we used to go on Sankirtan every day. And everybody, they left their service from temple president to the new bhakta, and they went together. So this chanting and dancing, will read the lyrics of Narad Muni Bajaye Veena, and where we'll see that the devotees, even the pure devotees of the Lord, they enjoy singing again and again, again and again, like we were dancing in the Guru Puja today. It was so amazing, tamashas, kirtan, sweating. And Srila Prabhupada told once, I think it was America, and Prabhupada was present himself. And we have Prabhupada Murti here, so Prabhupada was present there. And Bhagwan Maharaj was singing very beautifully, Shri Guru Charana. So it was like very melodious, very sweet voice of him. And after some time, Prabhupada got impatient and Prabhupada said, start dancing. Start dancing. So dancing and chanting is very important. Because as we say in material world, when we go for workouts, and they say like sweat makes you shine. But this sweat makes our soul shine. And we advance, we get rid, and we feel light. After workout, we feel, oh, I feel very light today. I feel very active. I should... Shishrara Gokulanand ki jaya, Shishigonithai ki jaya, Shishashitaram Lakshmanhanuman ki jaya. So we should activate ourselves chanting and dancing, in chanting and dancing more and more, so that we can feel the ecstasy, the bliss, the pure devotees of the Lord, they feel. Recently, one of the famous guru, so-called guru, got jailed in India for raping 2 girls. He was such a big-time guru. And he got 20 some years of jail. And getting him in jail, it was very difficult because he was so popular, so popular. When he came to the court, he came with 800 cars. Yes, and I cannot name. It is not good. But yes, it was very famous all in media and on internet. And then he came that nobody can jail me. I have so much of money. And actually he was a big joker. And then when he came, he was pleading and crying and begging with folded hands to the judge there. And just said, no, no, no. In India, the rule is actually, even the nights are given, nights are counted as like days, you know. It's like morning and evening. Morning and the nights are counted in your imprisonment. But this particular just said, no, 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 no. You were such a guru, so high, you will face 10 years of jail plus 10 years of jail. Special prerogative. Special mercy for you. And he pleaded again, crying. But anyway, then he was shifted to a jail. And then the news came, he's very uncomfortable, crying. He's sick. Why? He was attached to his comfort. And especially he was attached to one of his so-called daughter. And no more explanations needed why he was attached. So, and that, in Hindi we say nirlaj, shameless. Guru said to the court, he said written statement to the court that please allow this so-called daughter of mine in the court because I've got back pain and aches in my body. And she is best, you know, massager. She massages me nicely. So we can think so much of stupendous attachments and so-called dharma, adharma going on in the whole world. Srila Prabhupada was asked, Swamiji, why do you travel so much? Prabhupada said, I travel so that you stop traveling. So the devotees didn't understand, and Prabhupada gave a class and then explained that I travel so that you'd stop traveling in different yonis. Brahman Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. And Srila Prabhupada is such a special acharya for us. We can understand Hanumanji jumped one ocean and killed so many asuras. And Srila Prabhupada jumped seven oceans. And he didn't kill, he transformed. One of the senior proper disciples, I used to serve them. That was also my service, receiving and serving the sannyasis coming to Delhi. One of the very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada said that I was one of the Malechas doing all kukarma, bad activities, abominable activities in front of Srila Prabhupada when Prabhupada was doing kirtan in parks. And I feel so ashamed, but I feel so proud that I'm attached to this guy, to this person, to this an amazing personality. And Prabhupada changed and transformed me from Malecha to a sannyasi. This is all by his mercy. And similarly, we can see Narad Muni was transformed by four Bhakti Vedantas just in a short span of time. That prayer is Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha Koye, Sadhu Sangha Lav Matra Ai Sarva Siddhi Hoye. So all perfections. And the special quality of child, previous birth of Narad Muni was, he was very innocent and childlike. So whatever he was taught, he followed. So we need to be very much open in receiving the mercy, the instructions, and getting trained by our seniors. Then the whole process will become very easy actually. According to me, in my opinion, whenever I face any problem, or the devotees, they ask me that we are facing this problem with particular, or what is the answer to it. So the best is association of devotees. If you are in association of devotees, you get to chant, you get to dance, they'll chastise you, they'll train you, they're merciful, they'll keep you, they'll feed you, they'll nourish you, bodily, spiritually, both. And I feel so much happy, honored, touched to come out of India and still nourished by the devotee community of Bhaktivedanta Manor. Bhaktivedanta Manor Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. So the devotees here are like numerous devotees. Prabhuji's and Mataji's, they're keeping me well. I'm so happy that Srila Prabhupada gave this movement. Prabhupada says in the purport that devotee association is utmost important. The devotees engaging me, they do call the seniors, hey, come for this program. Come with us. So I assist, I learn. And I'm very touched and very happy. And the best way of devotee association, as Srila Prabhupada says, and Prabhupada said on his deathbed, is morning program. And Prabhupada, like when he first initiated, he gave his first initiation in 66, I think, yes. And Prabhupada made Umapati Maharaj and like Jadurani Mati, these disciples. Prabhupada wrote with his own hands, the devotees, they have to chant this much rounds, 16 rounds, prasadam, ekadashis, and morning programs specifically. And on his deathbed, he could have said many things, but he made sure that he said Mangal Arti. If you attend Mangal Arti, the Rajagun and Tamogun will not touch you. And the whole morning program. So Prabhupada has given a sandwich morning program where chanting is the main stuff. Of course, it becomes difficult for us. We feel sleepy. We are not that much meditative and serious. But what an amazing sandwich program Prabhupada has given. His Holiness Hanumat Parikshit Maharaj, he came in our temple, and even His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. We have seen these seniors, they attend morning program from 4:20 at least to 9 o'clock sharp. And why is Maharaj like, Maharaj, we are very much inspired that you attend full morning program with us, as are some new bhakta sits very carefully listening to the classes attentively, and you are so attentive in all of the things. So Anuradha Parishad Maharaj jokingly said that, Prabhuji, I complete my 48 rounds before Darshan Arti. And I was like, wow. So these sannyasis, they have their bhajan hidden, and they show, the great devotees of the Lord, they don't show. They show that we are their normal. And they follow. His Holiness Keshav Bharati Maharaj, I used to serve him. Every time I went to serve, it was Prabhupada lecture going on his laptop or his iPod, etc. And if I'll speak Maharaj, like, yeah, I've got flowers, and he'll go like a shh. So for them, Srila Prabhupada and this transcendental Vani is still alive. There is no difference. Then they still feel. So similarly, we can see here, Vyasdev took instructions from Narad Muni. And Narad Muni was being so humble, he told in a very detailed way that I was attached to my mother, the Bhaktivedantas, they gave me mercy. And how they gave mercy? Mahaprabhu says very clearly, Eitina Mahabhal, Bhaktapada Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jal, and Uchisht. Bhaktapada Dhuli, dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. Bhaktapada Jal, water from the lotus feet of the devotees. And Uchisht, remnants. Eitina Mahabhal. And same, Narad Muni says that these three things I got. Sumptuously, a lot, sufficiently. And this mercy of the devotees of the Lord will empower us sooner or later. And I've seen seniors, they are so merciful, what to talk of acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, that they would pray for us. They would pray for the fallen souls like us. Once, a new boy sitting at the back of the class in one Prabhupada address, I think in Australia. So Prabhupada was addressing for a few days there in a university program. And then two, three days this boy came, Prabhupada's program. And then Prabhupada stopped because it was just 3 day or 4 day session there. And then at the temple, small temple there, the Prabhupada was chanting. And the devotees noticed that the same boy was head shaved. And in proper dhoti kurta and tilak, with having the kanthimala and japamala in his around his neck, and sitting in front. And some Prabhupada recognized him. Prabhupada said, oh wow, you're here. And that boy said to Prabhupada, "Oh, you remember me? How could you?" Prabhupada said, "I prayed for you." So this is the mercy that, this is, in my opinion, this is called causeless mercy, that the devotees would extend themselves. Srila Prabhupada said to the devotees that, "I created your fortune. Darshana pavitra karo ehi tumhara guna." That the pure devotees of the Lord, traveling, and just by seeing, they create our fortune. What to talk of serving them, what to talk of receiving instruction from them, what to talk of getting trained. And of course, we will have bitter experiences, we'll get chastisements, that purifies us. So this training is just not confined to the brahmacharis and the sannyasis. Even the grihasthas, they have to be with the children, with their wives, constantly, first of all, attending morning programs, and then going to dham, yatras, and then gradually becoming good role model vanaprasthas. Nowadays, GBC Succession Committee is doing Bhakti Sadachar courses, and I forgot the one particular, I think Varnashram, yes, Varnashram course, where the sannyasis, specifically Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj, he's been teaching the role of the vanaprasthas. Why vanaprasthas? That vanaprasthas, they were in the youthhood, especially starting from, if the boys, if Prabhuji's and Mataji's both, they get good training in the youth when they are young. And it is Prabhupada's mercy that we have brahmachari ashrams too, but we have brahmacharini ashram in West. In India we don't have. So the girls are traditionally still trained at the house by their fathers, then by the husbands. So here we have brahmachari ashram, getting trained, then becoming good idol grihasthas, following it up to the vanaprastha ashram. Because vanaprasthas, Maharaj told, is so important, they play such an important role for ISKCON especially. The vanaprasthas, they can guide the young boys, the brahmacharis, they are like the children, the boys, and the matajis. And that is the solution to the problem that so much of grihasthas, because we have got a greater part of our community, Vaishnava community in ISKCON, as grihasthas, they can actually take good counseling, personal, one-to-one, or practical in a detailed manner from the vanaprasthas, and giving less burden to the sannyasis. The sannyasi would travel. Prabhupada made standard. The sannyasi should not become attached that this is my temple and this is my zone. They should travel. In Hindi we say, Behta Pani Ramta Yogi, means river is constantly flowing, so the water is fresh. If we, in comparison, if we see a pond or a lake, the water is stagnant. It might become stale and pungent smell coming, but the river's water is always fresh. So Srila Prabhupada again and again told his devotees, starting from brahmachari, as we discussed, traveling and preaching, then the sannyasis also. And nowadays sannyasis in ISKCON, they do camps for themselves. And for the new sannyasis also, the camps have been done. They have been trained, having relationship on the equal level. As His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj emphatically says, and the community or Vaishnava community discussing, that we should spend 60%, and we do spend 60% of to 70% of our time with our equals, and we should have good relationship with them. And as we were discussing a few days back, like if we have got good relationship with the devotees, as we grow up higher in ISKCON and in responsibility, the lesser becomes the probability of falling down. We can discuss our heart. We can open up our heart. Because as soon as we grow, we'll get in ISKCON. It's very famous. You preach, you give lectures, you sing. It is so easy to become famous. And then we'll have small group and we become our own so-called guru, and then become that we are some senior. So coming back, so vanaprasthas are really important. And from vanaprasthas, then gradually, this is Daivi Varnashram Dharma, keeping Krishna in center. But this is progressive. These stages are progressively helping the system of ISKCON and the devotee community at large. One very striking point strikes to me when we see the Narad Muni, the qualities of a traveling preacher, that Narad Muni was thoroughly practiced, trained by the Bhaktivedanta, and even his life circumstances, as he himself says to Vyasadeva, that I traveled all the terrains. Krishna, his voice came and like was like, I got the answers, but I was so desperate to again have his darshan. And then his next life, I progressively got Krishna Prem. So for the preachers of today, I humbly would bring out this point, which Srila Rupa Goswami tells in Upadeshamrit, first verse, Vacha Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. And the last line is, Sarvam Apimam Prithvim Sasesyat. Then you can make the disciples all over the world. And our dear Srila Prabhupada followed this. He had the great qualities of the Charyas and taught us that if we want to travel and want to become a preacher, genuinely, it's just not you buy a ticket, you go to London. You buy a ticket, you go to America. And by the ears, you become senior. It's actually having the qualities. And in Prabhupada, in this purport, so nicely, One by one, describes all the vegas, the urges, and the devotee should be very careful following, being honest, genuine to himself, and progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, what will happen? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pyar says, I forgot the number, Bahu Janma Yadi Kari Shravana Kirtan, Tabutana Paye Krishna Pade Prema Dhana. We can chant for hundreds of years, but we will not get Krishna Prema. First of all, we don't know what to follow or what not to follow. And then, even if we know, and if the doors are closed, and we think, I'm happy, comfortable, and I'm paka, okay, this is okay. And we don't want to get trained, and we don't want to listen to the seniors, and we don't want to get association. Ramanujacharya said, It's better to get locked up in a cage or with a lion or to dive in a burning fire than to stay away from the devotees of the Lord. It is utmost important. Otherwise, we will be beating around the bush, will not get the real Krishna Prema. And that will take another many, many lifetimes. We see devotees asking that Prabhuji or asking the Vaishnavi is that we don't get that Anand is not coming that initially used to come. When I first came to ISKCON, first Aarti was Gaur Aarti. And our Delhi temple is very magnificent and so many thousands of people coming. And when I saw the devotees, Brahmacharis dancing, I thought they have flying power. They were dancing like 2 to 3 feet, jumping up in the air. So that Krishna's advertisement. So it was amazing actually. In the initial days, devotees are very innocent. And they see everyone and they respect everyone. But gradually, we become familiar. Familiarity breeds contempt and then we start doing aparad, committing offenses. Oh, I know this Prabhuji. Yeah. Or this Vaishnava. Yeah, I know. So then we become familiar. Especially when we are very close. And our devotee community is actually not that big. So again and again seeing, again and again committing offenses, that plays a major role as a stumbling block in our devotional service, in devotional path. Prabhupada used to say that mind yourself means You don't know the devotee, especially we know few devotees, few sannyasis who joined ISKCON and Prabhupada gave them sannyas right away in few days or few months or few years. The devotee said, Prabhupada, he's new. And Prabhupada would say, no, he's not new, you are new. Because Prabhupada could see their devotional advancement. As to go, Narad Muni is very affectionate with ISKCON, to be very frank. Why? Prabhupada, at times, in New York, and in different places around the world, Prabhupada said, like in one of the Rath Yatra, Prabhupada was playing kirtan and leading kirtan, and it suddenly started to laugh loudly. And devotees were like surprised. Prabhupada's laughing. He's always serious when he sings, and he's laughing. And then Prabhupada said, it's actually Narad Muni standing up on this tall building and laughing and seeing that we Malechas, you know, chanting and dancing in this Kali Yuga. This great mercy of Mahaprabhu. What an amazing thing. I don't remember the temple that still Prabhupada told that keep two cushions, one for Brahmaji and Narad Muni. ISKCON. Oh. So we can imagine like Narad Muni was, and once happened like a man, white bodied with brown hat and brown coat came to the temple. And he behaved weird. And he was like very weird and kind of, you know, oh, what's this going on? And he went off the temple. He came when the kirtan or the class was going on and the Prabhupada was not present. Prabhupada was told that this happened, a weird man coming, you know, suppose like a man comes and sees the deities and goes, okay, as if like he's inspecting. And Prabhupada was told, Prabhupada says, that was Narad Muni. So Narad Muni is very special to our movement. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj used to have longer classes, especially in Mayapur, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And the temple presidents would show the watch from the hands like, Maharaj. So over time, devotees, and Maharaj once started to laugh. And Maharaj was asked, Maharaj, like, why you were laughing so loudly and like suddenly what happened to you? And Maharaj said that devatas are laughing that you cannot describe all glories of the Lord and you cannot bind Krishna in time. So you can go on and on. So we still see that ISKCON is such a dear movement. And Prabhupada even went ahead and Prabhupada said that demigods would come even into our movement. They want to chant once Hare Krishna and want to serve this great movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu himself traveling South India. Mahaprabhu lived 24 years in Navdeep, 6 years of traveling and 18 years of his stay in Nilachal Dham. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur traveling. Srila Prabhupada traveling. Otherwise, we see so many gurus and sannyasis in India specifically. They're very, very, very much attached to their gaddi. Gaddi means post. And attached to all sorts of maya. Because hearts are not pure. And we have got this amazing guru, Srila Prabhupada. He's so merciful. Prabhupada said, when I came to West, I saw so many hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaks. So my task was amazing. This was such a big task I had. And I had to transform very patiently, tolerating them. So my dear disciples, you tolerate. Because the first generation will do the ice-breaking, main foundational work. The second generation, we have to just maintain. And third generation will preach. And then Prabhupada said, the demigods would come to serve this great movement. And this great service lands up on the shoulders of the grihasthas, that devotee is coming, the new devotee is coming in their families. They're getting trained, and we have such a beautiful temple here, Bhaktivedanta Manor, and so many programs going on, so many youth. We have got Panav Sena here, We have got courses here. This is really lucky of you. Otherwise, Japataka Maharaj, 2016, Gorpunim Festival, he told, reading the Sankirtan scores of Bhaktivedanta Manor, he said, outside India, the best temple I love and the most active temple is Bhaktivedanta Manor, Dham Ki Jai. And the devotee, especially he was so happy because of the book distribution. And devotee is going. I was here in 2016. Yes, I was here in the December. I tried going few times with devotees, with this Pandav Sena Sacred Street Sankirtan party. And it was so cold. Every 15 minutes, like, you know, we had to go into that mall and get the warmth and come back. It was so cold. And in Delhi, in India, it's so easy actually. You just tell, oh, this is, you know, Bhagavad Gita marathon, Krishna is gone. Oh, they'll take. But here you, I can distribute books seriously here. And all glories to the devotees, Sankirtan devotees here doing. And I've heard like Chinese Sankirtan party, some group is there. They do good book distribution. So much of variety here. So Maharaj said, this is one of the best temple. And this is going on, and Srila Prabhupada is alive. One small pastime I wanted to tell, and then we'll wind up. It'll not take much time. I'm little over time. This is Prabhupada's pastime. When Prabhupada was to come in USA, and then Hridananda Maharaj and one new devotee got the service of picking up Prabhupada from the airport. And then this Hridananda Maharaj told this devotee, had a big car and he was new. And Hridananda Maharaj told, make sure you don't move from here. When Prabhupada comes out of this door, you are to be here. And this devotee was like, you know, very much worried that it is not allowed. You cannot wait much. And some police officer would come and the authorities would come and they would say, hey, move on. And this devotee, the police officer came to this devotee, and this devotee was saying, okay, I'll go, moving the car back and forth. And it became, you know, a lot pressurizing for this devotee. That he's coming again and again, troubling. So much so that this devotee got out of this car and said to him, that look, man, if Jesus Christ comes to you and has to come from this door, what would you do? You would wait, huh? So for me, my Jesus Christ has to come from this door. I won't move from this place even an inch. And when Srila Prabhupada came, the officer saw everything, like Prabhupada coming, the devotee chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada smilingly sitting. And he saw, the police officer saw Prabhupada's majestic, like mystical smile, ear to ear smile. And then, when this devotee started to drive, he drove, the police officer ran and said, thank you for engaging me in the service of this Jesus Christ. So we are so lucky, because Prabhupada felt this himself, he could see. That's why Prabhupada was very close to Narad Muni, that Narad Muni got the mercy from Bhaktivedanta, and here one Bhaktivedanta, Maura Senapati Bhakta from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army, giving the mercy, and Prabhupada would get surprised himself. Wow, these devotees are taking up Krishna consciousness so nicely. And even when Srila Prabhupada used to lecture, once Mukunda Maharaj saw Prabhupada, and he was being mischievous. Actually, he was peeping from the keyhole, and Prabhupada listening to his lecture. After giving the lecture, he asked, have you got the recording? Give me. And Prabhupada was listening his lecture. And Mukund Maharaj said, Prabhupada, you are listening to a lecture? You just gave. Prabhupada said, I didn't give. It was Krishna inspiring me. Prabhupada used to read his books. And Prabhupada, again and again, repeatedly Prabhupada said, these books are not written by me. Srila Rupa Goswami dictated it to me. And as we go into the purport, Prabhupada is talking about freedom. The devotees here, I've seen the senior devotees, the brahmacharis, the grihasthas traveling to different places and doing book distribution. That is what giving real freedom to the devotee, to the fallen souls. I've seen senior devotees like His Holiness Sivaram Maharaj distributing books on the street. It's so inspiring, actually. So here I would stop and ask the seniors to compliment, to comment, and to explain. And please forgive me if any offense and due to my weakness in understanding the subject matter on Srimad Bhagavatam.